I would like to reconvene the 1,312th meeting of the WMATA Board of Directors. And with that, I would like to refer to Mr. Russo for a motion.
Thank you. I'm thinking of the best interest of all the shareholders in the WMATA system. I'd like to move a motion that we approve the appointment of John D. Cato Jr. as the general manager effective January 29th.
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none. Then that motion is approved unanimously. Thank you. And we'll once again pause in the board meeting, and we'll have Mr. Cato meet the press. Thank you.
It was Sunday morning. Just wait. Good to see you.
Travis Max, Chair of the WMATA Board, CLATYS, S.A. Max, M.A. Thanks, everybody. We are very pleased today able to get you, Mr. John Cato, as the next general manager of WMATA. We have selected Mr. Cato unanimously, as you see, after an exhaustive national search. Comes to us as from Los Angeles as the deputy executive officer for the Los Angeles Transit Authority. For that, I'm going to break this chaos to my phone.
Meeting with the board, the board has some very specific steps and actions we will take
questions that you might have concerning this. That's sort of my background, how I will approach the job.
Actually, what were you referring to?
I don't want to look anything that improves the quality of service. We need to look at the third transit operators, understand it's been in transit. Parts to make sure that they're operating properly. The bus service, no secret to anyone in the room. How do we improve that bus service? How do we ensure the routes are going where people want to go? How do you service people to those specific targets and addressing specific steps in order to improve those? How will we work people?
How are you this morning?
It was wonderful. It was a long ride from the Largo station. When I arrived here, I looked up on the screen and found out that the red line was down. it was interesting finding a parking space on the top level, but it was a very packed ride for the beginning of a rail line that had that many people. But it was up to a few people. In fact, someone recognized me and said, "You should try some services." I said, "I would." That's the other thing. I would use the services for jogging, entertainment, transit driver, or everyone else. But I commit to using that for our customers. Yeah. So it's a great ride.
Your predecessor, Mr. Tankerley, although he was in.
I have talked to everyone at all levels in the system. What can you tell us about your personality? What type of manager? What type of leader? Angela and I have the description. I spoke to him a couple of days. I believe in getting up in the morning and going out. Also, the feedback from the staff and the organization. I believe there's an issue escalating. I want to talk to the people who work on the escalating and ask them what is it they think. Drivers should have some input on that. Because they're the ones. So from the standpoint of hands-on, I would dictate from the very happens. So I do accept inputs from all levels of the organization. I think that's critical.
So the long list of things you want to fix, can you do it on an existing budget? And where will you start with cuts? If you have two, will be your first song and dance concert.
Well, I didn't know if you could dance, but part of this job is to work with Congress as well as the local jurisdiction. This is how to rehab. A lot of work on that. What the timing is, I can't answer that question yet. Today is my first. Not even official day. Today is the signed contract. But when I arrive in January, I'll be better answer.
Well, isn't that for was more bus dominant, and your airport was more rail dominant? You could speak about the bus.
I think this will be a challenge for me as an organization. It's a large organization. It serves a lot of people. It would not be a challenge from the standpoint of do I know about rail? Right, you got the staff, you have the experts here. But it brings, what I bring is a commitment to customer service. Everywhere I have worked, we have improved customers. And that may be the organization. My focus will be on quality, whether it's bus, rail, paratransit, or any service that I was an interesting situation. 5 years ago, they were under a federal consent decree. Because of the state of their bus system, was a system that had not changed for 35 years. There were complaints from the public, and in fact, we were on the verge of being in contempt of that consent decree. Pressure the management operations. We divided the services into sectors, geographical sectors, where in the sector. The intent was that our customers and the public give input at a local level for what changes we make. As a result, we had a significant quality in our customers' perception of the responsiveness of the service from now up to 80%. We also were able to reallocate resources. We had greater demand. We improve the on-time operation services. That is a specific change that we made. Also, from a safety standpoint, and I'm a strong believer in safety, claims in the organization by 61%. And I think when you do that here in California, when you're talking about the Los Angeles area, which allows us to put those monies back into services. But they change from a legal standpoint, and the history of the agency, negotiate a contract with the schedule of no disruption in services, 3 out of the last 4 negotiations in the place of Los Angeles. That's no longer the case. We've developed a new relationship with the labor. And finally, just a month ago, a federal judge ruled that the impact of the consent decree oversight of the bus system, which will give us a structure into what we call metro connections, again, responding to
LA is, most people think of LA as a freeway town. And here in Washington, especially in the core, a lot of people take transit. From LA, come, you know, more people drive a lot, come here for
more 100% of the residents use transit Washington, D.C. The belief there is no transit metro system, over 400 million people use. In Los Angeles, there are 16 other operators. 1/2 of a billion rides occur in public transit in the city of Los Angeles on an annual basis. That's the number of people using public transit. The perception of people not using it is because we're so spread out. There's no centralized downtown area like we have in the Washington metropolitan area. So they answer the question of coming from the transit background to a the number of centers of the people who use it, the number of people who use it. One of the points on, again, is that we've already been 2 years and it stretches into 30 years. So I've gone back in touch with friends of that classroom. I've come back and looked at the change in this community. Just come up around the metro system. I've come back and talked about them because I haven't seen them in a while. I've been talking to you the whole weather for a little bit. I'm already recognizing the LA. It's 70 degrees there today, but it's got it's nice to be here with the weather's cleaner. I look forward to the changes of season. Nice to be back.
More questions, guys? I'm here to run next door. Or maybe one more question.
No more.
No more. No more.